Anyway, Fox News has risen up to become a major force factor, if you will, in America. And it is a counter to the secular progressive left-wing media, which dominates the newspaper industry and is very sympathetic in the television industry. And everybody knows that. That's provable. The studies have shown it. Newspaper after newspaper after newspaper where you live. I mean, let's run down a list. We got the Boston Globe, far left. Hartford Current, left wing. New York Times, left wing. New York Daily News, pretty much left wing. New York Post is right wing. Okay, Albany Paper, left wing. Syracuse New York Paper, left wing. Philadelphia Inquirer, left wing. Washington Post, left wing. Baltimore Sun, left wing. I mean, on and on and on. And I'm just going down the coastline. Atlanta Constitution, far left. St. Petersburg Times, far left. Miami Herald, left wing. Houston Chronicle, left wing. Dallas Morning News, drifting left. Kansas City Star, left wing. San Francisco Chronicle, off the chart left. LA Times, left wing. Oregonian, left wing. Seattle Post-Intelligencer, left wing. Denver Post, left wing. I mean, on and on and on and on. You're never going to get the truth from those newspapers. They're always going to skew it their way. So the only bulwark against this is the Fox News Channel and the Wall Street Journal editorial page. And, you know, the Washington Times, but that's a lesser paper. Their circulation isn't big. You see? Now, if we live in a country where all the media is left-wing and before the Fox News Channel, that's pretty much it, then we are in trouble. So everybody should be celebrating the Fox News Channel as it approaches its 10th anniversary in October. Are we celebrating? I don't think so.